go on closer to the front, unless you can't hear me. The reason that this little booklet was given out is several, but one of them is that it is an excellent booklet. I have met and talked with the man who wrote it. He is a medical doctor and holds a specialist certificate in psychiatry. Not that we want to hold that against him, but he does. And he is a very brilliant man, and this book is one of the best available, in my view, extant on the subject of evolution. Also, it has in the back a very comprehensive bibliography of citations which he makes. And the books from which he cites, many of them are excellent, and a lot of them are available in the library. And I would strongly recommend that you avail yourself of the opportunity to get them. Now, with respect to the theory of evolution, I think we should set up on the screen here that there are extant at present two theories that are used to explain the origin of living things as they appear on this planet. As far as I am aware, there are only two theories, and they are mutually exclusive. What's mutually exclusive mean? Somebody? It can't both be true. The first theory is what's known as the theory of special creation by God. And the second theory is the theory of evolution. Now we're going to discuss the first day, that's tomorrow, we're going to have the whole period devoted to a discussion of the special creation by God theory as it is set down. And then the balance of the time we're going to discuss the theory of evolution. Now there's two ways you can sit in this class. I've got you captive here for an hour. You've got to stay here. You know, the rules of the school say you've got to be here or somewhere for this hour or you get thrown out. So whether you like it or not, you've got to be here. Now here's what I say. There's two ways to be here. One is to virtually fall asleep or daydream or look out the window and think about everything under the sun except what we're talking about. And the other way is to listen to what's being said and see if you can learn something. Now, one of the best ways to learn something is to have in front of you a notebook on which you write down information as it is given out. And this is the way that you can avail yourself of learning. Because you got to be here anyway, and I won't let you fall asleep because I'll holler at you if I see you nodding. So my recommendation is that everybody go down to the back table, if they haven't already done so, and get a notebook. Open it up, get an instrument with which to write and write down these things. And I suggest you start writing right now and write down that these two theories are the only two that people put forward to explain the origin of living things on this earth. Because otherwise, you're going to say, oh, yeah, but I thought there was a third theory. Somebody told me there was a theory, blah, blah, blah. Well, there isn't. There's only two. There's the origin of living things discussed, and they're either here by special creation or they're here by evolution. And there ain't no others. And they are mutually exclusive. In other words, any attempt to combine the two and say, well, I believe in both. I'm a guy who has these things all worked out in my mind so that both are true. And I don't know what you're hungry about because I can accept both. I know that you can't, but I can. I have all this thing meshed together so that I can believe in God and I can believe in the Bible and I can believe in the first chapter of Genesis and I can believe everything you believe and I do. And I also believe in the theory of evolution. Well, maybe you can get those all things under one hat, but I can't, and I don't think you can either, and I'm going to tell you why this week. All right, having said that, what is the theory of evolution? What is it? What does it say? We will be talking about the theory of special creation, too, but what does the theory of evolution say? What is it? Now you students who get into grade 9, 10, 11, 12, up here 13, and get into college, you get this pounded in you from about grade 6. So everybody should know exactly what the theory of evolution is. If I asked you what the theory of special creation was, I might not be so expectant that you might know. But the theory of evolution, I expect you to know. Now what is it? Don't be shy, okay.
You want a very short definition?
Yep.
Well, it's simply the thing man came about through a process of natural change by very minute changes from the elements that were already present in the universe.
Right. That's as good a definition as any. The one I have is no better, but there it is. And it is this. And get this down, because this is what we're going to be talking about. Theory is that millions and millions, and some of them go as high as 5 billion years ago, through the operation of pure chance. Now this just happened. This is a very important factor in the theory of evolution, because since there is no God, we must have some method of getting these things here. So pure chance is the method that is used. Through the operation of pure chance, life came to this planet. Now there's all kinds of theories about what happened before that. The Big Bang theory, the molecular theory, this theory and that theory about what happened, how the whole thing was all one mass once, and then there was a big explosion and the whole universe started to expand from there, and finally the Earth cooled off and started spinning around, and it was that way for countless eons of time, and then finally through the operation of pure chance, life came to this planet. That's the big thing, the introduction of life. Because the gap between life and inanimate or no life matter is exceedingly vast. So the trick was to get life going on the Earth. So the theory says that the operation of pure chance came along and that life came to this planet. And not only that, but that from this original living cell or living spark of life, all plant and animal life that has lived or that is now living on the face of the earth was descended. In other words, the earth cooled off. It was a molten mass of white hot rock and so forth. Finally, it cooled down, and then the gases and so on started to escape, and this, that, and the other thing happened. But finally, the big event that happened was that life came to this planet. And these fellows say that it's unlikely that life is on any other planet in the whole universe. Well, there are countless zillions of Earths and planets growing around in the universe. They don't think that any of them are suitable for life except this one. So the big thing was that life came to this planet. There was a spark of life came. And from that original spark, all living things, plant and animal, have been descended, including you and me, and all the green and everything else we see around us. Now there's the theory. Tomorrow we're going to discuss the theory of special creation, and then we're going to spend the balance of the time on evolution. But before we do, which theory does the Bible uphold of those two?
The first theory.
First theory of special creation.